This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, today we delve into another frequently asked question. Is it permissible to use perfumes that contain alcohol? Let's explore this topic in depth, and I'll share the view that I gravitate and incline towards. So number one, we need to talk about the nature of alcohol in these perfumes. It is important to understand that the alcohol used in perfumes is not the same as the one found in alcoholic beverages. It is typically more of a synthetic form of alcohol that is used in fragrances as a carrier agent for those fragrances. So it does not obviously possess the properties of intoxication. Now let me give you the scholarly perspective. Many scholars hold the view that it is indeed permissible to use perfumes that contain alcohol. Now, I'd like to share the reasons behind this perspective to, you know, establish clarity. Number one, we differentiate the alcohol found in perfumes from the consumable alcohol. The alcohol in perfumes is not consumed. So, alcohol that is consumed is prohibited. External application, so consumption of it is prohibited. External application of it is not prohibited anywhere. You don't see it in the Quran. You don't see it in the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ. So with regards to external application of alcohol, there is no clear-cut prohibition. That's number one. Number two, the scholars who deem using perfumes that contain alcohol as problematic have an issue with its purity aspect. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about alcohol intoxicants in Surah Al-Ma'idah, which is the fifth chapter, ayah number 90, where our maker, he says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, innama al-khamru wal-maisiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu rijis, rijisun min amali shaytan. O you who have believed, in this ayah, Allah then goes on to mention intoxicants, gambling, and all these things as being rijis, as being defilement, min amali shaytan, from the works of the devil. So there are scholars who interpret this as being an impurity, a physical form of impurity. Okay? But you also have scholars who interpret this as a metaphorical form of impurity. So all these things, like let's say for example, gambling. Now, gambling is mentioned in this ayah. Now, obviously you can't say gambling is physically impure. Tangibly, physically impure. But rather, there is this metaphorical impure aspect attached to it. This metaphorical impure description that is suited upon it. So similarly, intoxicants, they're considered metaphorically impure. In other words, they are a dirty work of the devil. A dirty work of the devil. So the scholars who deem alcohol to be, yes, in terms of intoxicants, to be haram, but not necessarily impure, they say that the alcohol found in perfumes, number one, is not the same alcohol. Number two, it's not a consumable type of alcohol. And number three, it does not affect, I mean, in the sense it's not impure. So if you were to spray some perfume on yourself like this, it doesn't mean that you are basically spraying impure substances on yourself. It's not akin to applying najis on yourself. No. As you can see, I applied it on myself, and this clearly outlines the view that I'm inclining and gravitating towards. And lastly, I would say that you also have to focus on your intention, because Islam, our religion, greatly emphasizes the intention behind actions. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So using perfume at the end of the day is to maintain cleanliness. It is to maintain pleasantness. And this is something highly encouraged in Islam. And so long as it does not involve any intention, okay, of engaging in something haram. And as you can see, it is to maintain pleasantness, it is to maintain cleanliness, it is to give out a good fragrance. And this is something the Prophet ﷺ loved to do. He loved perfuming himself. So based on all of this, and given this clear perspective, I conclude by saying that Muslims can comfortably use perfumes containing alcohol, inshallah ta'ala. And lastly, I'd like to say, Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.